Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 243 for Thursday, January 28th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were weaker Thursday morning, pressured by action in the Canadian dollar. Canola was anywhere from $3 to $4.50 lower, with the March contract down $4 at $477.20 a ton. The loonie was up by roughly 0.4 of a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less attractive to out-of-country buyers. Chicago Board of Trade soybeans and European rapeseed futures were weaker, which contributed to the declines. Malaysian palm oil corrected lower, coming off a 20-month high point, and that downward action also weighed on canola. However, the record pace of exports and the domestic crush were bullish for the market, while strong Chinese buying helped lend strength to canola. Crude oil and soy oil were also stronger. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 4 to 5 cents weaker. The March contract came in at $8.78 a bushel. The market was pressured by the improving weather conditions in Brazil. Wet conditions had been hampering the harvest, but dry conditions are now moving in. China also announced it was canceling an order for 400,000 tons of U.S. soybeans. The U.S. Federal Reserve's decision not to hike interest rates yesterday was also perceived as bearish, as some analysts think it shows some signs that a recession could hit the U.S. Corn was a cent lower, with the March contract coming in at $4.71 a bushel. Prices were weighed down by reports that China had bought a large amount of corn from Ukraine instead of the U.S. The market is caught in a narrow range right now, with fluctuations in crude oil adding to the choppiness. U.S. wheat was 4 cents weaker, with the March contract coming in at $4.81 a bushel. The Australian harvest is over, and that country looks to have another big crop. Argentina's harvest is also winding down, and they look to have a solid crop as well. Over in the Black Sea region, the Russian ruble continues to drop against its U.S. counterpart, and that is bad news for U.S. exporters. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, January 28th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.